Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... This is a combined quiz and podcast, science podcast, from New Scientist, 8th of December 2018. The article is Fence of Light and Sound Curbs Roadkill. So just as a little bit of a background, science comment or science commentary points are a definite thing to put into articles, but they're very difficult to put in because people can, in general, I think the podcast audience are quite sympathetic, but people listening to the outside for the first time say, oh, why is this person saying this? You know, how can he say this? He hasn't actually done the research and the articles. So for this one, this is an article about using light and sound shows which detect an animal, or I think it detects a headlight coming along, and it sort of gives a bit more warning to the animals, predicts the headlights effect into the bush. Okay, I do have probably a few questions about that, about the efficacy and stuff like that. But I have two multiple choice questions off the top of my head, and that is... in the United States, what number of deaths are caused by the animals per year? Is it A, 20, B, 200, C, 2,000, D, 20,000? Okay, let's see if you can remember to do that. In this article, they have a length of 13-kilometer section of road which they're looking at, and of that road, they place their experiment over 5 kilometers of that 13-kilometer stretch of road. And we're going to ask you what section of road acted as a control. A control term. Is it 3 kilometers, B 5 kilometers, C 8 kilometers, or D 13 kilometers of road? Now that's really going to test my memory as I go. So which length of those lengths, A, B, C, or D, is the length of control that they used? So let's read the article. So you've got those two questions in mind. Okay. A warning system that lets... This is by Alice Klein. A warning system that lets wildlife know when cars are approaching has saved hundreds of animals from being run over in Australia. That's an interesting thing. Okay. Collisions between vehicles and wildlife are common around the world. An estimated 500,000 deer in the US, oh God, and 100,000 hedgehogs in the UK are hit and killed each year. In addition, the animals' carnage, animal accidents cause more than 200 driver deaths per year in the US alone. To try to prevent these accidents, the Australian state of Tasmania, which has one of the highest rates of roadkill in the world, recently trialled a virtual strength fence. A system covered 5 kilometre stretch of a highway near the state's northwest coast. The fence is made up of an array of alarms on posts at 25-metre intervals alongside the road. As the car approaches, their headlights trigger the devices to emit sounds and lights to scare animals away from the road. Quote, the alarm goes off in a wave ahead of the car as it travels, says Samantha Fox at the Tasmanian Department of Primary Industry, Parks, Water and Environment, who led the project. Over the 3-year trial, the system led to a significant reduction in the amount of roadkill. The researchers focused on a 13-kilometre section of road, including the 5-kilometre stretch protected by the virtual fence. A total of 102 animals died on the road protected by the virtual fence, and 408 died on the unprotected section. Tasmanian devils were among those spared. Only five of these endangered animals were run over and killed in the fenced section, compared with 14 in the unfenced area, meaning the devils have a better chance of survival on roads protected by virtual fences. The Tasmanian government now plans to install the system at other roadkill hotspots. Other parts of Australia may do so too. Okay, back to those multiple choice questions. So the number of people who swerved, you know, the yanks who are out there at night trying to get up their number of deer they killed to 500,000. That's just an insane number. The number of people who die valiantly to knock off this 500,000 deer is 200. Now, so that's B. So it's A, 20, B, 200, 2,000, 20,000. So it's B. Now, the length of control. Now, this is a very interesting point. They had 13 kilometres, and five of which they had. So that left 5 from 13 is 7. I hope I said 7 kilometres, not 8. So I did say 8 kilometres. Bloody hell, 8 kilometres. So I would have said 3, A, 3, B, 5, C, 8. So the answer is C, 8, and 13, D, 13. Now, it's the length is the control. However, is it truly a control? And so what you really would have liked to have done is expand this. You don't know whether the what you really want to do is ideally have all 13 kilometers done and you switch on and off the fence. Okay, so they don't so there's they focused on 13 kilometers of road, but really, so they really had 8 kilometres there as control. However, what would have been best from a scientific point of view is turn off the fence, turn on the fence, off and on at different sections, and modulate your data, and have the people collecting roadkill not knowing whether the fence is on or off. So it's sort of like not a double blind test, but you get going across, and you also don't know whether the 13 kilometres, that 5 kilometres is the same. It's the assumption here is that the 13 kilometres is all uniform. They're all animals going 13 kilometres of road. I don't focus on one point, so you know whether they focus on it. So they have got a reduction, so of 102 versus 408. So that's 5 versus 8. You would expect the number of animals to drop. For 8, you'd expect 5 versus 8. You'd expect more than half, but not much more than half. You'd expect possibly 100 and... because it's 5 on 8, 5 compared to 8, you'd expect... possibly 300 animals to be killed because it's of that. It's a different length of road here. I don't know if you've picked that one up. Mathematically, you look at that. Then you've got statistical variation. So 3 on 8. Now, the 5 to 14 is, you know, like it's not a huge number. It's a statistical anomaly. Going along here. So the other thing is that it's not saying, it's just, it may mean that the roads signals just mean the entire, that it's not that they decide they're here and I'm not going to go here. They may clear the whole area of the road. Like, you may prevent them killing, but you may reduce their habitat. And also may reduce, it's a whole heap of environmental problems. So this is going into it. So I don't know if you're a scientist, you sort of go in and immediately start doing the maths as you're reading along. And often, I slow down reading it. I sort of go, oh, let me subtract that. Let me take that ratio and do it in my head. But there's, in terms of an experiment, there's heaps and heaps of problems with this. It may mean that the animals permanently they're not scared away. They will not go in that area whatsoever. So what you've done is you reduce the habitat of this area. They're not dying. The other thing is that they may prefer to leave the 5 kilometer thing. They may walk around the 500 kilometer fence and then walk up to a hotspot area. So the 105 reduction may be causing a spike in the number of deaths at the other points. It may actually be encouraging the animals to take risks at another section of road. There's just so many complex things in this experimental design behind this experiment. So I hope that's been worthwhile, and it's worthwhile actually doing a pre-quiz before you go ahead. Now what I'm going to try and do is just keep on going like this, have a quick reread, scan the article, get a few questions and discuss it. Now hopefully this discussion will be here. I think, as you can see, you don't have to be hubris or, you know, I'm a great scientist. It's just people are trained not to question things scientifically, and people are questioned not to ask questions. So I'll get along to the next article. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.